from me.
That's very cute, but
you know I can smell you.
Oh, there you are.
And you're all filthy.
Sweet one, have you been trying to get out of here? Trying to see if you can find any kind of exit. As I've said before, darling, there's only one way to get in and out of here, and that's through the water. And while you're lonesome, well, you're not able to get out there. No, you're not. I wish you would just trust me by now. I wish you would, because I'm doing everything for you. I've given you clothes. I've given you food and water and love. What else would you need? Freedom. Well, honey, you do have freedom in here. You can go wherever you want in the cave. But outside, well, there are people there, and I don't trust them. No. But, darling, I wish you would trust me. I really do. Everything I do is what's best for you. You do know that, right? How much I love you and adore you. And it's no wonder I want to keep you for myself. No, because if other humans see me, they're like, oh no, that kraken and that human, they don't belong together. And well, that's just not true. And they will try to take you away from me, and no. We don't want that, do we? No, of course not. Do you want me to find you something to eat? Some more water? Because you don't drink salt water, do you? No. Or maybe you want a bath. I can help you with that, you know. I'm very good with my tentacles. Oh, honey. Don't be like that. No. Don't be like that. You're usually so sweet, but sometimes I just get the feeling that you don't love me. And I know you do. Of course you do. And just because I padded out everything sharp doesn't mean that you can't have sharp things. It's just, you hurt me. Yes, and I didn't like that. But it's okay. I still love you. Yes. There's no hard feelings. I just... I don't know. I wish you would trust me as I trust you. What do you mean I don't trust you? Of course I do. I just don't trust others. because they're so mean and stupid. And you're nice and sweet and intelligent. And you understand that I'm just doing what's best for everyone. Especially for you. And me. I just... looking at you, it makes me so happy. Someday you'll be as happy when you look at me, because right now you just... I don't see the joy in your eyes. But I know someday it will be there. And until then, I will just continue to love you as much as I can. And if that means just hugging you just a little bit extra tight, then that's okay too. Right. Oh, darling. Could you come a little bit closer? Just a little bit. Thank you for giving me my kiss of the day. It's the highlight, you know. I wish you would let me do more, but I know you have your own pace. I'm not gonna rush that. I mean, I could. And there's no way you would have stopped me, but I'm not going to. No, I promise. For now, I'll do a little bit what you say. It's a little bit tit for tat, you know? You give me one kiss a day, and I'll continue to feed you. I would love you no matter what, but... Yeah, it's just like that, you know? But tomorrow, I'm gonna try to find some more meat for you. I know you're very, tired of, fish. And seafood in general, but... I mean, it's just to make you more used to the taste. Like a little bit of fishy flavor, it's good for you. Uh-huh. It's very, very good for you. So what do you say? Tomorrow I'll try to find you some meat. Maybe from an ox or maybe a pig. I don't know what I think about chickens. They're so weird to me. Just so small and so feathers. It's just so... No, I don't like it. But some beef or some pork, that would be nice, right? Mm-hmm. You like that? And maybe, just maybe, tomorrow, how about I get two kisses? I mean, I've been very nice, have I not? So it's settled then. Tomorrow, two kisses instead of one. That's nice.